in the limelight.
William Barr, the two-time US Attorney General, portrays himself as a bulwark against his former boss, Donald Trump, but his accounts are highly selective. We have prepared for you an article written by Martin Pengelly. The piece is titled William Barr's Trump Book, Self-Serving Narratives and Tricky Truths Ignored. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. New book, Donald Trump's former Attorney General, William Barr, complains that in the United States, the most educated and influential people are more attached to self-serving narratives than to factual truths. But in his own narrative of his tumultuous time as Donald Trump's top lawyer, William Barr regularly omits inconvenient truths or includes self-serving versions of events previously reported with his evident input. William Barr was only the second U.S. Attorney General to fill the role twice, working for George H.W. Bush from 1991 to 1993, then succeeding Jeff Sessions in 2019. His memoir, One Damn Thing After Another, will be published on 8th of March. Excerpts have been reported by U.S. news outlets. The Guardian has also obtained a copy. As widely reported, William Barr defends himself from charges that he was too close to Donald Trump and acted to shield him over the Russia investigation and Robert Mueller's final report on election interference and links between Donald Trump and Moscow. He defends his decision to say Trump did not seek to obstruct justice during Robert Mueller's work, despite Mueller laying out 10 possible instances of such potentially criminal conduct. William Barr also defends his decision to seek to dismiss charges against Michael Flynn and to lessen the sentence handed to Roger Stone, Donald Trump allies convicted as a result of the Russia investigation. On other controversies, William Barr's accounts are often highly selective or noticeably incomplete. In June of 2020, William Barr was engulfed in controversy over the removal of Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York. Jeffrey Berman was investigating Donald Trump's businesses and allies, including Rudy Giuliani. He was also supervising a case involving a Turkish bank, which the president of Turkey called upon Donald Trump to drop. Shortly after John Bolton, Donald Trump's third national security advisor, said Trump promised Erdogan he would get rid of leaders in the Southern District, William Barr announced Jeffrey Berman was stepping down. When Berman said he would not quit, he was fired. The incident prompted calls for William Barr to resign, including from the New York City Bar Association. In his book, William Barr praises the quality and experience of the group of U.S. attorneys I inherited and says he told them to go full speed ahead on the department's existing priorities. He also says he regrets not installing an aide, Ed O'Callaghan, into his dream job, U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of New York, but he does not mention Berman and how or why he was fired. William Barr also defends his decision to restart federal executions after 17 years, which led to 13 state killings in the final 6 months of Donald Trump's presidency. William Barr describes, with apparent relish, the crimes of many of those killed. He does not mention Lisa Montgomery, the first woman executed by the federal government in 67 years, whose lawyers argued she had brain damage from beatings as a child and suffered from psychosis and other mental conditions, having been sexually abused. William Barr also outlines why he thinks Donald Trump lost the election and should not run again for president. His former boss's volcanic anger is repeatedly described, detailing Trump's fury during protests against racial injustice outside the White House in June of 2020, after confirming that Donald Trump was once hustled to a protective bunker, which Trump denied. Barr writes, "The president lost his composure. Glaring around a semicircle of officials in front of his desk, he swept his index finger around the semicircle, pointing at all of us. 'You're all losers,' he yelled, his face reddening. 'You're losers,' he yelled again. 'You're losers.' After that tantrum, peaceful protesters were violently cleared from Lafayette Square before Donald Trump walked to a historic church to stage a photo shoot holding a Bible. William Barr and other senior aides made the walk too. It was widely reported that William Barr ordered the clearance. In his book, Barr says Donald Trump told him to take the lead in dealing with the protesters. But he echoes an official report in saying the clearance was already planned by police. William Barr portrays himself and other aides obstructing or defying Donald Trump's demands, including pressure to investigate Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and the contents of a laptop obtained by Rudy Giuliani. William Barr writes, "I cut him off again, raising my voice. 'Damn it, Mr. President, I can't talk about that, and I'm not going to.' He was silent for a moment, then quickly got off the line." William Barr also gives space to his falling out with Donald Trump over the president's lie about electoral fraud in his defeat by Joe Biden, a rupture which happened after Barr controversially ordered the Department of Justice to investigate electoral fraud claims, a decision he now defends. A tempestuous meeting between Donald Trump and William Barr on 1st of December 2021, at which the Attorney General told the president no widespread fraud existed, has been widely reported. Such accounts do not say William Barr attempted to resign. In his memoir, he says he did, and that Donald Trump accepted but was talked around. In his account of a meeting on 14th of December 2020, at which he did resign, William Barr says Donald Trump first gave him a report which the president claimed contained absolute proof that the Dominion machines were rigged and I won the election and will have a second term in office. The House Oversight Committee released a report in June of 2021 detailing how Donald Trump sent it to William Barr's replacement, Jeffrey Rosen, shortly after Barr left his resignation meeting. But accounts of that meeting in books by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa, Peril, and a book by Jonathan Carl, Betrayal, heavily informed by William Barr, do not say Donald Trump gave Barr the report and that Barr, in his own words, said he would look into it. The report was produced by Allied Security Operations Group, which William Barr says described itself as a cybersecurity firm in Texas and purported to deal with events in Antrim County, Michigan, a Republican area where a clerking error appeared to give Joe Biden victory before a Donald Trump win was confirmed. William Barr writes the report concluded that voting machines were intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. William Barr calls the report amateurish and sensational, and its conclusion an ipsa dixit, a bold claim without even the pretense of supporting evidence. Dominion Voting Systems, the company which made the voting machines, has sued Donald Trump allies, including Rudy Giuliani, Mike Lindell, and Fox News Channel, seeking billions of dollars in damages. Donald Trump has not commented on William Barr's book, but he has previously called his attorney general, who many saw as a ruthless hatchet man, determined to do the president's bidding, afraid, weak, and frankly pathetic.